You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse turned holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello and welcome, my friend. Today we're talking about how to eat healthy for weight loss. And I have a 5-point checklist for you because I know what it's like to be overwhelmed with all the information out there. And actually, what foods are healthy to eat, they change from year to year. You have to be very careful about what foods are healthy and what foods are not. God wants us to eat healthy, and He has provided food for us, but we still have to make sure that we are following all the guidelines. That way, we're going to achieve a healthy weight, and we're going to maintain a healthy weight. So this 5-point checklist is like the golden ticket to you achieving results by addressing your mindset and as well as addressing your food choices, making sure that you're eating the right foods to achieve a healthy weight. And what helped me was to think about food as nutrition for the body, my mental health, and for my spiritual. So now let's get into the 5-point checklist. And this is an effective strategy in achieving your health and weight goals. So the first thing on the checklist is food education. Of course, we're overwhelmed with information about foods, right? But you want to begin by understanding the nutritional value of the food that you consume. So is the food that you're eating, is it full of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, or has the food manufacturer stripped it of fiber, nutrients, and vitamins? They do that because they want to have a greater, longer shelf life on these processed foods. That's the whole point behind it. So fresh foods and vegetables are not processed. They're natural, right? And when we eat the fruits and vegetables at the height of their ripeness, these foods turn into superfoods because of the powerful nutrients and healing properties and cleansing properties. They're also known as complex carbohydrates. It comes with enzymes for easy digestion and what we need for our brain function. And did you know you can keep cravings at a minimum by consuming a fruit or a vegetable every time you eat a meal? Yeah. So, number two on our 5-point checklist is meal planning. Crafting a well-rounded meal plan is essential in order to get those fruits and vegetables into your body. So I want you to incorporate the 6 food groups: fruits, vegetables, plant-based proteins, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and healthy fats. I want you to get them into your daily meals, okay? Embrace variety. Don't eat the same foods all the time. I know people who eat oatmeal every morning and they eat it for years, and that's okay. I'm just saying we want to embrace variety. Also, we want to make sure we have color on our plate, okay? Because when you see color in your fruits and vegetables and beans, you're seeing nutrients. Yeah, and you're seeing a wide range of nutrients because research tells us that different colored fruits and vegetables, they contain unique phytochemicals, vitamins, minerals, each contributing to a well-rounded nutritional profile. You want to get a colorful array of fruits and vegetables, but you want to be consistent with eating fruits and vegetables that are very colorful. That means you don't want to overcook your foods and cook out all the color, right? You want to keep it vibrant, colorful, keep those nutrients alive so that your body can be built up, right? Nutritionally. You can identify the whole grains such as brown rice, oats, and barley, and millet, and buckwheat, And so if you eat oatmeal every day, try mixing it up a bit. Try some of these other grains. These are also known as complex carbohydrates, as long as they have all three parts, the germ, the bran, and the fiber, right? When grains are processed, the food companies strip the whole grain of the nutrients and the fiber. And so we need the fiber. We got to have that in our bodies because it will help to stabilize the insulin levels. Of course, it's going to keep us moving in terms of bowel movements, and it's going to help us to feel fuller. It's going to manage the weight by keeping the body fat levels in check. Yeah, that's important. So when it comes to plant-based protein, foods like tofu, which is a product made of soybeans, right? Beans, legumes, which are chickpeas and lentils and chia seeds and flax seeds. These are all wonderful choices for plant-based protein to build the muscle and to boost metabolism and do all those wonderful things that protein food does for us. Healthy fats are very important for us, but we want to get our healthy fats from the foods like the avocados, the nuts, seeds, and olives for the olive oil, right? These fats are known to keep us feeling fuller longer, and it's going to promote healthy brain function and hormone balance. Okay, number three on our 5-point checklist, clean eating. And this is more like a mindset as well as a lifestyle. Clean eating is not a diet. It involves consuming foods in its most natural state. It's an intelligent eating plan for mental, physical, and spiritual health. So if you are in recovery, or if you're trying to heal from an illness or a chronic disease, or you're attempting to lose that stubborn fat, then eating clean is like using food as medicine. This approach is inspired by passages from Genesis 1:29. Genesis 3:18 is emphasizing the importance of choosing fruits, nuts, grains, seeds, and herbs. Now, to distinguish between clean foods and not so clean foods, the clean foods are natural, like I said. The not so clean foods are much of the processed foods or foods that have pesticides and they were grown with chemicals, things like that. Also, foods that are, we are warned against eating them in the Bible. That's divine wisdom telling us there are certain foods you should not eat. So you can check on these resources for yourself. For instance, the USDA has a Dirty Dozen list, and it comes out every year, and it gives you a list of the foods that have been grown with chemicals or pesticides, herbicides, whatever. They say that this is a Dirty Dozen list. So they are telling you don't eat these foods, right? Or they're just at least warning you, and you can make the choice. But you can also check out online the Bible foods, foods that what God said to eat, Genesis 1:29, 3:18, and what not to eat. You can learn what not to eat so that you won't miss out on the blessings that God has for you. So definitely there are foods like pork. That's an abomination. That's the word of God. So he doesn't want you to eat that. There are clean meats and there are unclean meats, right? You can read about that in Leviticus. Have you ever heard of kosher? If you want to eat flesh food, it's better to go kosher because they know that you're not supposed to eat the blood of the animal. If you want to eat flesh food, then go kosher, right? You want to stay in a channel of blessing. And that's why I'm sharing this with you, my friend. That's the idea about clean eating. You don't want to eat anything that is going to defile the body. You want to present your body a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service, right? Okay. So we want to eat, drink, and do all to the glory of God. Number four on our 5-point checklist is taste bud psychology. When we move from eating the processed foods to eating more of the clean foods, we may feel the pain of change, especially in our taste buds. I want you to know the incredible truth about how our taste buds are adaptable. So the flavors and textures that our taste buds have grown accustomed to by eating those processed foods, well, that may have to take a back seat long enough for you to switch over to eating healthy foods, natural foods, for your health's sake, for your weight loss. The pain of change doesn't last very long. So I want you to have hope, my friend. I want to encourage you that making the change, being committed to eating healthy, the taste buds will adjust. And it doesn't take very long at all. A week. It took me a week. It can happen in a few days if you fast first. So I hope that encourages you, my sister. Number five on the 5-point checklist is strategy. People may think that eating fresh produce, organic foods, and whole grains is expensive because I hear this a lot. They feel like it costs more to eat healthy. And I want you to know that you can eat healthy without breaking the bank. So you can eat healthy on a budget. And also think about, well, what is it costing you to keep managing an illness, right? You never get healed of it. You just manage it. Yeah, count the costs. The cost of eating healthy with the cost of not being healthy. Strategies like buying produce in their season, that's more affordable when you buy them in their season. And you can get good bargains out there buying dry goods in bulk. Cooking meals at home, that's less expensive than eating out. So there's a way to eat healthy on a budget, okay? Okay, now here's another bit of encouragement, because I want you to know when you make your move from eating processed foods to more of the whole foods, the clean foods, then you want to focus on fresh seasonal options, right? Of course. But I want you to make that move to be progressive. So you don't want to try to do it all in one day. You want to gradually swap out the processed foods for more of the whole foods. And every day you progress a little bit more. That way your body can adjust to you making these changes, right? All right. I want you to know as well, my sister, that the rewards are going to outweigh the pain of change. So you may have a little discomfort making changes in your life and adjusting your mindset. But as we navigate the challenges of change, let us remember that the rewards of improved health far outweigh the temporary discomfort. God's promise in Romans 8:28 reassures us that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So eating healthy is a step towards fulfilling the plan that God has for us. Plans that include joy, abundance, a future of health, and soul prosperity. All right, so let's put our faith in this, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to my channel. Peace to you and have a great day.